Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. And with us right now, in studio, soon to be the newest Eagles Hall of Famer, running back LeSean Shady McCoy. Shady, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? Happy to be here.
You didn't call me back, dog. My feelings a little hurt, though.
What happened?
Call me back, dog. I called you a couple weeks ago. About a year ago.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, you forgot.
But I got you, though. I got you, though.
See, this is you calling back, coming in studio with me.
No, listen. I knew you were busy. I know he was busy, man. And I didn't say anything about it, but I had to say something today.
Whenever you need me, dog, I'm there for you.
I appreciate you.
Quick story, though. You look at all the players that, like, balled out in their careers like he did. And then, like, after that, then what, right? And I watched model kind of like what you did from playing ball and then still keeping it going.
Trust me. Do not model it after me because, you know, I had that one little dark moment. Don't put your hands on your coworkers, man. It's a good thing that you have DeSean Jackson with you because y'all cool.
Yep.
But don't yell at your coworkers, man, and don't put your hands on nobody. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that part.
That's some good advice.
But it's always good advice.
Even being like on Fox and all that type of stuff, man, like you just see a lot of players. It's a million players that get done with the game, and then what else?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So how do you like that, man? How do you like working with the crew that you're working with?
I like it. You know what? I relate everything to football, right? And it's like there's certain guys where they may come on a set and like I have to like gel with them a little bit better or differently, right? And it takes time. Now right now, like with the facility, we got Acho, of course, we got James Jones, we got
quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback
Chase.
Games.
Yeah,
yeah. Chase Daniel.
Hey, and it's new, right? Because you had the whole turnover at the network, right? So this show you're doing now.
And it's funny because like a guy like Chase, man, who's super smart, good quarterback, knows that type of game, and you got Acho who's coming from a defense perspective, right? Which you know well with that. And then James Jones, wide receiver, right? Played with Aaron Rodgers, a lot of good quarterbacks. So it's like a team, man. And like sometimes I'm passionate about just my takes and playing the game at a certain level. And sometimes we can get to not argumentative a little bit, but just more of like defending our takes. But at the end of the day, we still a team. Because there's sometimes with DeSean Jackson, one of my good friends, it's 3rd and 3, right? He want the ball, I want the ball. And it's like we're trying to have a goal to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to put all the personal things aside, man. So I love my job. I love my coworkers. Everyone I work with on facility and Fox, you know, and also on the podcast with DeSean. So it's going well.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, including this Sunday here, LeSean. Everyone's excited for your day here with the Eagles on Sunday, going in the Hall of Fame. When you think back to your time with the Eagles, like what sticks out? We're playing some of the highlights or the snowball against the Lions. Like when you think of your time here, so many big runs, so many touchdowns. What is in your mind Sunday? Like when you're standing at the link and you go in the Hall of Fame, what's going to be going through your head?
You know what? I've been asked this question often because of the Hall of Fame, right? But it's so many different memories, man, but what really sticks out to me is just like my relationships with all my ex-teammates, man, my coaches. You know, like a guy like Deuce Staley, who just helped me out my whole career, you know, and like pushing me. When I left Philadelphia, right, I never really had I had good coaching, right? But I never had a coach to push me to the limit. Like, because at this time, I'm all pros and rushing titles and all that. So when I go to different teams, like, their coach at the backup to send a message to me where Deuce Staley will hold me accountable. Yo, McCoy, this soft block or this and that.
Yeah.
You know, him and Ted Williams was really good coaches to me. And then Andy Reid, man, like, you know, people always think I'm biased because I say Andy Reid's probably the best coach of all time in my eyes, right? And I've seen him gel with adjust, to the eras, right? From coaching Hugh and T.O. and all these other guys, McNabb, to now with Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, to now having a younger crowd, right? And I watched Andy Reid being real, real serious and mean and tough, right? And then slowly, still firm, though, still respectable, but he's learning how to adjust to the new times. Now everybody's entitled to kids and Instagram and social media, and he's the best at that. So my time in Philadelphia is more with the relationships, like Kelsey, right? Having a relationship with both Kelsey brothers. But I remember, like, Jason, as a rookie, I'm like, coach, and this is when I'm LeSean McCoy. I'm like, Coach, man, this center is tiny. Like, he gonna block for me? And then we get into that first game, like, whoa, now I see, you know, why you got him. So that's all my relationships, I think, is the best thing.
What was it like playing here for this city, these fans? I mean, I remember that back to your time here. I was hosting at night, Shady, when you were traded away. And yeah. I was driving in when the—
You couldn't believe it, right?
I couldn't believe it.
I still can't believe it.
Not every single— I remember the phones that night. Every single phone call we took, people couldn't believe it. Like, people, you resonate with fans. You were an exciting player. Yeah. During your time, a lot of McCoy jerseys were everywhere in town. What was it like for you with this fan base when you were playing here?
I love the Eagle fans, like. And I always say, like, Philadelphia is a place that everybody can play for, right? Every player, I don't care how good you are, how talented, everybody can't play in Philadelphia. The fans are tough, and it's like they make you accountable, right? You can't go out here and got all these talented guys on offense and you putting up 3 points at halftime. Like, people, their hard-earned money, you know, that they're paying to go to get these tickets. We need to see something. So I always loved that. I remember my first year, I was a rookie. We had Brian Westbrook. Now, Brian was hurt, you know, but he was a starter. So I was replacing him, whatever, when he got back healthy. And he leaves. And I remember the fans like, hey, man, like, what are we going to do a running back? And at the time, I was so pissed off. Like, what do they mean? But I'm thinking, like, they don't know if this 20-year-old kid from Pitt, how good I am. And then when I earned their respect, it was a different story. So that's why, like, a lot of players, man, like, I'm on TV now, and I talk about, like, a lot of players that come to Philadelphia, you got to be prepared for that. You know, guys like the Ben Simmons and them type of dudes, like, if you don't have no thick heart, no thick skin, you will not make it here. And that's why I always love the Philly fans.
You know what? You got a lot of stuff going on right now, man. You know, you got the affordable housing thing going on, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about this Grand Caramino. Caramino?
Yeah, Caramino. Yep.
Caramino. I want to talk about that, man. How'd you get involved with that brand?
First and foremost, now, I know that's Kevin Hart's tequila line, so mm-hmm. Right, and everybody's going to love that. But if Kevin Hart's name was not on it, it still would be a top seller. It's super good. I'm enjoy it, right? And you don't have them like them. Now, I don't really drink much, right? So mm-hmm. I was one of them kids. I didn't really drink or smoke or anything like that. But now I do drink. And, like, I don't like that burning sensation when you
burning in
a
your
shot.
Chest.
Oh,
yeah. Like, oh, put a God. Hole in your chest.
I'm kind of soft, dog. You know what I mean? And you don't have that effect, right? So we got hooked up with them because Kevin Hart, a good friend of mine, is Deshaun's. And we hung out at the Super Bowl, and we actually talked about it at the Super Bowl. We was hanging out, and he was just saying, hey, man, I want you guys to you know, sponsor my drinking, et cetera, for our podcast. He's a big sponsor of 2510 Show. So this worked out well, man, and the tequila's good, and obviously it helps out when Kevin Hart is your friend, and we could sponsor his liquor line.
So you're going to be bouncing around here. Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Fishtown, Wine Works in Marlton, Super Buy Right in Morsets. You're going to be around tomorrow meeting people?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. I live in Marlton, so I might just stop and take— go home and take a little trip home. But it's nice, man. We got a lot going on today, this whole weekend. We're just trying to get involved with the fans, right? People out there that want to, you know, try their liquor. It's really, really good. And also just to celebrate with the fans. Like, this is my weekend, but also it's our weekend. You know, a lot of fans that kind of, when I was down, I had dark days. Like, you just talked about just playing ball in general. You know, you need the fans to encourage you and lift you. So it's going to have a good weekend.
So tell me about the affordable housing. I know this is something, because I remember it was a few years ago. I saw you broke ground. Yep. I think it was in your hometown, right? Yeah, you broke ground in your hometown. And I was like, wow, that is really cool. So tell me about that, because that's evolved since then.
Yeah. So we got to connect. He rocking with his boy. I'm his younger guy. We got to connect. So, all right. So how I start with that is, so I'm big in my foundation. We did a lot of things in Philadelphia. All the places I played at, from Kansas City to Buffalo. You know, Tampa, not as much because of the COVID situation. But so I was like, how can I uplift, you know, my community, right? And mm-hmm. we do all the typical things like, Thanksgivings, right? You're hosting families, you know, shelter, Christmas. We would, my mom is huge in my foundation. We would do like adopt families for Christmas. Maybe mm-hmm. they, you know, don't have much, whatever. I remember one time where a family had a fire and they couldn't have no Christmas. So we adopted them. We got them all gifts. And I was like, that's nice and that's cool, right? Mm-hmm. But that's temporary. So now you get all these nice gifts, some nice clothes, but then y'all go back to my living situation, but it might not be that good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how can I affect these households and these communities just for more than just a temporary situation? So we started getting to the affordable housing. And I started doing real estate on the side because my dad, he likes to, he's real crafty, like likes to build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my home I grew up in, which they still own right now, they were getting rented. They rented it out and they fixed it up. So I go back home like, man, this house is way different than the house we grew up in. Mm-hmm. We grew up in the hood, right? So we started doing single family homes, some small, doing little flips. Then I talked about what I said about, you know, affecting people's, you know, living situations. So mm-hmm. now we started doing affordable housing, right? Meeting with the mayors, the city officials, et cetera. And now we're doing, we're about to finish up a 50 unit with a community center, affordable, 100% affordable at that. And really, really nice, man. And like, you should see, it's funny. I was in my hometown, I want to say, 2 months ago. Now, check this story out. Now, mm-hmm. in Harrisburg, it's not a lot of superstars. We got Ricky Waters, we got Michael Parsons, we got Shady McCoy, right?
Okay.
I'm on a block where I'm building all this stuff, and a little kid like, yo, man, I can't wait to get up in these apartments. They nice, man. This Shady McCoy's, you know, apartment.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm talking to the kid. Now, for some reason, I'm thinking, like, this kid don't even know it's me.
Yeah, he don't know who you but are, but he knows it's your kid.
That was real, though, what he was saying.
It was real.
It wasn't, he was just trying to say, hey, thanks a lot. Like, he meant
no,
that.
No. He wasn't even saying thank you. So as he keeps talking, he don't even know that I'm the football player. He's thinking I'm this dude that's running around here fixing up these houses for kids to live.
Yeah, that's pretty dope right there.
Crazy.
That means you've transcended in a way where, you know, you're not just a football player.
Yep.
You're somebody that the community knows as somebody that's giving back to the community. That's pretty big, man. That's really big.
Yep. And the thing is also, like, I was always big into, like, you know, if it's only one person that's the man, then you can't be a true friend. So I got a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, they work for me, right? Mm-hmm. So now giving guy money for just nothing, I don't do that no more. Now they actually work. Like my parents, we have calls all the time about different, you know, jobs and meetings we got to talk about. So for example, like Aaron Donald's one of my best friends, right? He's from Pitt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a project in Pittsburgh. We're doing a project in Harrisburg. Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Colts. We doing a project in Jersey. So now it's bigger than just what I'm doing.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
So now, and these guys, I'm going to be honest, we are making money. Right now, we're not making the crazy money that people would think, but you're making money and you're doing good deeds in the community. So if I could go around and help people go back to their hometowns and develop their communities, because it might be another Hugh that might be in a city, but no, might not see him because he's living the situation.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the opportunity that you have.
Come on.
Yeah.
So that's my thing, man.
That's what's up.
I'm actually meeting with the NFLPA because, you know, we got some things cooking up, but I want to go around to different ball players and say, look, man, that's a nice-ass chain you got on, bro. I love it. But take that chain off, man. You can make more money doing affordable housing, and you make money, and you helping the community out. That's the
giving
real impact.
Back, really giving back to
that's
the community.
That's really giving back.
Yeah, that's great stuff, LeSean. We're excited for you and happy to hear that. LeSean McCoy in studio with us as he gets ready to go in the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday. All right, LeSean, let's get your thoughts on this team, this Eagles team.
Tell us why you believe in this Eagles team, Shady. Break it down.
Where are you right now? So they were 2-2, and it was like, doesn't look good, right? Then they have the bye. They come out. They barely beat the Browns.
Right.
But it's 2 weeks in a row now, Shady. They've won, you know, significantly, including in Cincinnati last week.
Yeah.
How good is this Eagles team?
This team is really, really good. You know what it is? It's like people be forgetting that it's like it's a marathon, right? It's not just a race. It's a long season. And then we got the playoffs and et cetera. And I look at, like, every week I see the guys getting better and better and better. Look at Jalen Hurts, right? From where he started at, okay? I think we all hold him accountable from the Super Bowl run and et cetera. But if you watch his career, even in college, he gets better and better and better, right? So now, like he's, what, four games, no picks, 11, 12 touchdowns? Like
he's been really good in October, yep.
And I think that the what they're doing is, now a lot of guys were injured, right? Because A.J. Brown, I talked to him probably the most. Saquon, I talked to him a little bit, but more A.J., we just got a better connection because I know him a little longer. Anyway, I look at A.J.'s healthy now, right? And I think when he plays, I feel like Jalen is, that's his insurance. Like, for example,
money down, money play.
Come on, man.
Money play.
Yo, it was third down and fourth down. It was like 3rd and 2 against, I think, the Giants.
You had the bomb down the left sideline.
Now, in a coaching, you know, game plan, like, we're not going for bombs on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, oh, it's man coverage? I don't care what the read is. Yo.
Yeah, I'm throwing it to my man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm throwing it to my man.
And the best part about the Eagles, I think, Saquon Barkley, dog. If you watch this the years before he got here, we were always ran the ball well. Like, I was telling people, like, Swift is for real, right? But when you bring a super talented dude like Saquon, it makes the game easier. So now, and the line is blocking phenomenal. So we don't have to do all this different coaching and all this. We got to make everything perfect. Nah. We're going to line up, and we're going to simplify the game plan for Jalen. We're going to give it to our superstar running back and make the game easier. Now it makes the defense a lot. You know how it is. You, like, We put points up. They eating the clock up. It makes the defense game a lot easier.
I be trying to tell him every day, man. He don't be on list. I be trying to my good partner, man, but he don't be listening. I be trying to tell him that every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes Hugh also thinks defense doesn't matter in the NFL anymore.
Defense in this day, Shay,
this guy who had 80 sacks in
this
NFL
day and age,
thinks defense doesn't matter.
Defense is a luxury. It's not a necessity.
It's not.
Tell him again.
You know what's crazy? Well, because he's an offense.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
When you're all set, right, and just hanging out, go back to like the last couple like Super Bowls, right? You're gonna have now. You need some defense, but you're gonna have You need some offensive skill players, and you need a freaking good quarterback, right? Because, like, even Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's not playing so great. When they need a play, though.
Yeah, he makes it.
He makes it.
Yeah, always.
You get what I'm saying? So, this is the last couple Super Bowls. Just look at the quarterback and look at the offense coordinator. Just look what it is. The game has changed now. Like, it's changed.
I've been beating this drum for years since I've been here, dog. They don't want to hear me. Well, they don't hear nothing I'm saying.
More recently. He knows. You played a long time ago.
It ain't as physical. Like, I was just thinking, there's so many different layers to, like, the league now. You know, but, like the Chiefs, like, I don't know, man. They gonna three-peat. And I'm an Eagle fan.
I feel like, you know what's funny? We were talking about this the other day. Quietly, nobody's talking about they're undefeated. They're undefeated and nobody's talking about it.
You know what it is, though? Their standard is so high. You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It's like we expect it almost. It's just win every
week. For the last 7 years, there's been no better team than Patrick Mahomes as a starter. This is a crazy stat. The worst we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes is an AFC Championship game. Think about that.
That's like the floor. Yeah.
Think about that, though, dog.
Yeah.
Think
about
that.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited. You know, I think the Eagles. I think we'll. I don't want to say that because I'm now I'm on TV. I got to be realistic, right? I think the Eagles and the Detroit Lions will be in an NFC Championship game. I do believe that.
Be a good game.
So, I don't know who wins that though.
Shady, how good are the Lions? Because they're. I mean, it feels like you can't stop their offense.
Man, I talked to Montgomery, man, a lot, right? And the confidence in that room is ridiculous.
Bananas. That's what it's all. See, this is the thing that people don't realize. It's not so, like the players, you know, players are the players.
Right.
But it's about the confidence, man, and building that confidence. And that's what the Eagles are doing week to week. That's why I feel like in this game against Jacksonville, you're not in a spot where you're comfortable enough to feel like you can just go out there and beat anybody.
I agree with that.
So it's about confidence, man. It's all about confidence.
All right, another thing we battle about, you would know. Saquon Barkley, right? He's been great for the Eagles.
Yes, he has.
He's had a lot of touches already, but they've used him a lot. Do you think at some point they got a back off? I think, remember back to your 2013 when Chip's first year, you ran a lot.
Yeah.
You had a great year, but there were some games I looked back, you had a little bit less carries. Do you think they should think about that? If the goal is the Super Bowl and he's got to play 20 games, do you start thinking about a few more carries for Gainwell and back off a little bit to keep him healthy? Or is it like, hey, he's great, let's roll?
I mean, we're trying to win, right?
And we're trying to win in February.
Tell him again, Shady.
We got to get there, though.
Yeah.
Another thing about Saquon is like, man, I don't know if you've seen him up close, man, but he put together.
He's different.
You know? You know what I'm saying? He trains hard, and it's like, hey, man, like we gonna feed you. We paying to do what 12 a year? What are we doing?
He's one of the highest paid.
He getting paid.
What are we talking about? My man, put the cleats on. Right, stretch. Now stretch first. Get your ass out here, and we need to
tell him, Shady. If I gotta give him Wednesday off, he take Wednesday off. Go ahead and watch TV, man. Just go watch TV.
Nah, he gotta play, you know. But it's like you can't in this game. You can't be too conservative because people say, "Oh, he's been hurt lately." But who? Man, we trying to win, and he's one of our biggest pieces. Maybe the biggest piece.
He do national TV like every day. He took a day off
to come in here.
Come
with
out
us.
Here, and hang out with us.
Pretty
man.
Good, Hugh.
It's pretty nice day,
Maddie. We do it more often, Maddie.
What do you think about Washington? Are they for real? Because it seems like we got a new threat in this division. They play in two weeks.
But they do have a rookie at quarterback. Even though he's playing well, eventually, like one of these days, one of these games, one of these spurts, he's going to have rookie moments. That's what rookies do, right? Everybody loves to praise C.J. Stroud, who's a phenomenal player. But if you look at his rookie season, though, he did well. He had some rookie moments, though.
He did.
So I don't think they're a threat today, though, right? But next year and after that, they're going to be, like, legit. I think we'll win the division for sure. I mean, they're a good team, though. They're a good team. They play well. But not yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, not yet.
No, you can't concede it. Yeah, I'm with him on that. It's going to be
a hell of a game.
I mean, it's a divisional game, so it's tough. I'm just thinking, like, I was thinking, like, rookies, right? Like, eventually, you're going to see it, you know?
What do you think about Nick Sirianni, Shady? And I know you never played for him. You've been out of here since he got here. But he's polarizing because some people are like, hey, look, he's 39-19. He wins a lot of football games. But then you watch him and, you know, he's yelling at people in the crowd. He's all fired up, shaving his head.
No, I was about to ask, Shady, what did you think when he shaved his head?
And you
what was
played
that like?
For a button-up Andy Reid. Like, what do you think of Sirianni?
you know, you know this, though. Like, Andy might show the fans and the media some one side. He's a whole nother side, right? Like, that personality Andy Reid got. Nick, I like Nick. I mean, I just, you know what it is? Like, we get so spoiled when we got some stuff good. You get what I'm saying? Like we had Doug Peterson. He won a championship. Like, why are we mad at Doug? You get what I'm saying? I look at Nick. All Nick does is win. All he does is win.
He cut his hair. He had a Britney Spears moment, though, dog.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the haircuts and all that. That was, I probably wouldn't have selected that. I know his wife wasn't super happy about that haircut. But.
Oh, you going to stay away from that one, huh?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you know, I've been around a lot of guys. They got a lot of stuff going on. But I hit Kelsey. I'm like, yo, what's up with the mustache, dog? Anyway, Nick is a good coach, though. All he does is win. Yeah, and I think sometimes, yeah, he can be a little bit arrogant as far as, like, some of his play calls of going for it. So I get that. But I think that's more of, like, learning his team, you know, because every year, even though you got your main pieces, it's still a new team. And, hey, maybe I could, you know, year before that, I can go for 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-1 three times in the game. Well, now, you know what, I probably can't do it. But, like, I'll say this, though, because people, you know, have their opinions about Nick. He should stay here or leave. If Nick leaves and we got another new coach, it's not promised that we're going to be going to the playoffs guaranteed every single
year.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right? I rock with Nick, man. Rick, he's a smart dude, solid, you know. And another thing, there's this rumor out there that he has no influence on the offense, right? Now, I have influence in the building. And I tell you, that's bull crap. He has a lot of influence on the offense.
You heard him.
I heard. Well, that means
they better
score a lot of points, so I'll rip them then. I mean, we got the information right there. Shady, we appreciate you hopping in. We know you're a busy guy. We'll see you on Sunday at the stadium.
Okay, I was going to work.
Yeah. Well, you got places to be. You got me hyped.
We know you got a busy day, man. Yeah. You got a busy schedule.
Listen, all right, so check it out. Fox Sports 1, the facility, 10 a.m.
And call me back. I'm about to say that. Before I leave, before you go down with the takeout and all that.
Yeah.
Hugh, whatever you need me, I got you.
You heard him.
Let me take my shade.
Call me back.
So no line. But you need me? I got you.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
When the shades are off, it's real now.
And certain OGs, and again, you respect. Now, some of the OGs, I probably will never call back. But Hugh.
No, he did. No, what happened, you called back, but something happened. You had something going on, and I didn't hear from you.
Yeah, I'm a real one.
Kyle was asking me. I was like, I ain't heard from you.
I got him.
2510 podcast with Deshaun. Check it out. And one last thing. Everyone check out 94WIP.com. You can check out the info for where you're going to be. Fine Wine and Good Spirits, Wine Works, and Marlton Superbuy.
Oh, that thing going to be packed.
And Morristown. Yeah. It's going to be great. And one piece of advice as you go in the Hall of Fame. This guy over here, he said he misplaced his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Take care of yours.
All right?
No, listen. Hold up.
Tell me this.
I'm moving. I finally, Shady, I've been here for 2 years. I ain't found a spot yet. I finally found me a spot.
Okay.
It's packed. It's somewhere. I just don't know where.
Just take care. Good care of your jacket.
I got it, though.
I will not tell Mr. Lurie that.
Yeah, you are.
I probably shouldn't have said it out loud,
but we're here now.
Never mind. I can't tell you.
Hey, real quick, though.
You're going to be surprised Sunday, though.
I will say this. When I used to play, I don't want to get into the media thing, right, because they got their own opinions. You know how your guys are.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up, brother.
But me and my dad, we used to tune in, though. And I used to, they right, you know?
That's great stuff.
That's one of the nice listen to for sure.
Shady, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming in, and congratulations again on Sunday going to the Eagles Hall of Fame. Yeah,
thank you.
There he goes, LeSean McCoy coming up.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.